Carlton, how are you, my friend?
Well, hey, I'm doing great, Tony. Doing what I always do in the gym early in the morning, man.
Well, Carlton,
I'm doing good, man.
Carlton also runs the basketball camps for individuals and groups at the Court One Athletic Clubs. But we're here to talk to you about Denzel Valentine. Most folks right. know that he's been offered a scholarship by Michigan, but I just found out yesterday he has been offered by Michigan State University, even though he's only going into his junior year. Denzel is a talented basketball player. Has he been offered by MSU?
Yes, he has. He received the offer from Coach Izzo on Sunday. We had a meeting, and at that time, you know, the offer was made. So, you know, he's real excited. I'm real excited. A really, really good opportunity. But, you know, he's been offered by some other schools as well. So, you know, he's going to take a look at everything and figure out what's going to be the best fit for him. You know what I mean?
Well, Denzel Valentine is one of the best basketball players in the state and one of the best in America in his class. Talk a little bit about Denzel's game.
Well, Denzel definitely is a lot better than I was. his game, he's a perimeter guy. He's he runs a point guard position. He can play the two. He can play the three. He can even play the five because he rebounds so well. I mean, I think last year he averaged like 7 rebounds a game. And he passes extremely well. He averaged like 6 assists. He's more of a distributor. He's a pass-first guy, but he can also score the ball. The thing with him, you know, he's got to stay hungry, and he's got to stay humble, and he's got to keep working if he wants to get better. Even though he's been offered scholarships by several Division I schools, you know, the work really begins right now. That only means that, you know, people have noticed that you're a really good basketball player. But, you know, now the real work begins for him, you know, and, you know, he's up to the task. I think he has a pretty good role model in his older brother, Drew. You know, my son, Drew, plays Division I basketball at Oakland University. And Drew, I think Drew has been a great role model for Denzel and how to work hard in the offseason and make yourself better. So, yeah.
And, Coach, I know that although you are an MSU alumni, you played ball there. You are going to take some time and allow Denzel to make the best choice for himself and look at some other opportunities. Although inside, I know you'd like to see him playing for the green and white because he'd be close to home, and that's your alma mater.
No, I absolutely. You know, Denzel has to figure out what's best for him. You know, and this is going to be his decision because he's the one that has to go to school there. He's the one that's going to have to play there for the coaching staff. You know, always, you know, my career is over. I've done what I've done, and it's his time. I'm just, you know, grateful that he has the opportunity. You know, not very many players have the opportunity to go on and play college basketball, let alone Division I basketball, let alone maybe for a top-5 program in the nation. So these are some things he's going to sort out. The offer was made on Sunday, and, you know, I think he's very gracious and he was humbled by the offer. But at the same time, he needs to go and see what some other people have to offer. If it was up to me, you know what my choice is. You know, you know what my choice is, but it's not my decision. It's Denzel's decision, and we'll see what happens.
Well, he's been offered by Michigan. I know Xavier and Georgetown are very, very interested. He's a young guy, so he's got plenty of time to decide. But I know this can be a stressful time as the recruiting process is dogged these days, isn't it, Coach?
Well, yeah. You know, the recruiting is different. You know, a lot different from 1983 and 84 when I was a high school player. These guys, they go through rigorous AAU programs. I mean, this guy was gone for a week, maybe 10 days. I didn't see him. He was playing in Indianapolis. He played in Louisville, Kentucky. He was in Vegas for a week. I did have an opportunity to go out there and watch him play. And, you know, not just for Denzel, but for all the kids, what goes on now in recruiting is a lot different than you could ever imagine. I mean, you're playing in front of 20, 30, maybe 40 Division I college coaches at one time. And it's just, it was unbelievable. Actually, at one of Denzel's games, it was probably one of his better games. He had, like, I think he had 7 three-pointers. Coach Izzo and Coach Beilein was at the game. This was out in Las Vegas. They were sitting right next to each other. I thought that was hilarious. But,
Well, Coach, we thanks a lot. We got a little bit of a scoop here. I'll be talking with you soon. Enjoy your day.
Okay, take care, Tony.